Well, the news that Christine Quinn's new memoir sold only about 100 copies in its first week in stores, as reported in the New York Times, has caused some amusement in political circles. Quinn is city council speaker, and she's running for mayor. WNYC's Ilya Marritz reports the book's poor performance is a bit of a head-scratcher for the publishing world.
The book is called With Patience and Fortitude, and if selling a lot of books is Quinn's goal, it may take patience and a lot more effort. Quinn has done very few book interviews. She hasn't even mentioned the memoir in her Twitter feed. Jim Milliot is co-editorial director of Publishers Weekly, and he says this is unusual.
There have been plenty of politicians that have published books and then go on tours to help promote the book and their campaign. She doesn't seem to have done that.
Strict New York campaign finance rules may be a reason Quinn didn't do a book tour. Dan Gerstein, founder of Gotham Ghostwriters, says selling a book like this is difficult because Quinn is not well known outside of New York City.
Memoirs written by politicians tend to be bought by people who have an already established affinity with the public figure. Hillary Clinton's probably the best example.
Full disclosure number one, Gerstein once helped Quinn write a speech some years ago. Full disclosure number two, Gerstein says he plans to read her book, but he hasn't bought it yet. There is still a chance for Quinn to turn her memoir into a bestseller, he says. All she has to do is convince New Yorkers to elect her mayor this November. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marritz.